Another quote I always loved is, when you have nothing, you're free to do anything. I truly tried to embody that at all times until the platform got traction. Suddenly, it felt like I had a lot to lose. It was like my little baby. I'd raised it with Celia right by my side. It felt like we had co-parented this child with some technical support from Saul and then Mike. So I had taken Celia pushing away from me very hard. I mean, what did they even have to complain about? It was my idea, my shop, well, my family's shop, and I was always, always heavy-handed with their payments. However, there was only so long I could sit around feeling sorry for myself. I would spend hours in front of the mirror giving myself these pep talks and yelling things like, "You are not the one to be played with." To whomst was I daydreaming about yelling these things, you might be asking? Still, mostly Sel, followed closely by Celia. And although she was driving me insane by playing this game, I was secretly really hoping she would just call me and tell me that she had just needed some space and everything would go back to normal. After another week had gone by, I'd sort of given up on expecting Celia to call me back. I didn't understand. Maybe I annoyed her since the past few months I cared more about the platform than partying. That I thought she felt the same. I didn't understand who she thought she was, avoiding me? As if I hadn't been bankrolling her life for the last 6 months, and lavishly, I may add. At this point, it was just starting to fuel me. Revenge on Saul was fueling me. Damn, even rubbing it in Roz's face that I'm more successful was fueling me. I was getting a second wind. I decided I would no longer let fear, paranoia, or stress control me. I was in control. Me. I realized the only way to stay above it was to not give the platform so much weight. I had to go back to my winning mentality. I have nothing to lose. The morning of October 15th, I opened my laptop in the studio to check the user count. We were up to 369,000 users at this point. I remember this especially because, well, you know what? It's not important. It was a lot of people, and as I could feel the wave of anxiety about to take over with concerns of what's next, where's my money gonna go, who are these people, the real concern I had was, where was Mike? Until a few days ago, Mike was sending me regular platform updates, and I was sending him weekly payments of $20,000. There must have been a reason Mike hadn't been replying. I couldn't crumble again. I was so tired of feeling like I was in shambles. I calmly gathered myself and stood up, walked over to my speaker and said, "Hey Siri, play Bitch Better Have My Money." That always soothed my soul. Then I threw on a cute outfit, put on some lipstick, and decided to go for a stupid walk for my stupid mental health, where I would try calling over and over again until Mike finally would pick up the phone, well, fingers crossed. I went to leave when I saw a letter sitting on my welcome mat addressed to Blue Chip Boo. I ripped it open. It read,
"Mike and I feel as if you're losing control of the platform and yourself. The platform is growing at this amazing pace and we just don't trust you to keep it afloat. We have done just as much work on this as you. Mike probably the most because he like actually is working on the tech. And we deserve a bigger piece of this pie." As you might have already seen on the news, there was a segment on the platform the other day. It's going national. And if you don't change your tune real quick, we might just have to send over a little tune of our own into the news station to let them know who's behind this, okay?
It was signed from Mike and Celia. This was my first blackmail. I thought I would be devastated, but I was honestly just more annoyed. If it was just about the money, why didn't they just ask? I would have given them a raise. I genuinely thought I was being very generous, but I guess comparatively, I was bringing home the majority of the dough. The other thing was, when did everybody start watching the news? And did they actually show footage from the shop? I could not have my aunt and uncle getting even a whiff of this. It's crazy to me because I really believed they could have just approached me, you know, homie to homie. No need to bring these like threats into it. We could have all been partners and that's okay. But you know what? I see y'all. I see how you move. That's your decision to make. The logistics of it all honestly just made me laugh. So I called Celia and told her to meet me in the park by my house in an hour and to bring Mike. I waited for them at the bench. As they arrived, they were holding hands. Everything was adding up real quick.
"Really, guys?
We didn't want to tell you that we'd been seeing each other because...
No, not that. I do not care about that. The blackmail letter? You really couldn't just sit me down for a talk?
It's been really hard to try and talk to you lately.
Yeah, no shit. I've had a lot on my mind. Out of everyone, you two should have really understood that the most.
Yeah, well, it wasn't like we didn't try, and you obviously did not pick up on any of our hints.
Not even hints. I straight up asked you about this at least twice.
What? When?
You probably don't even remember because you're like always drunk.
You keep the booze out of this. They did nothing to you.
Really? Really? Nothing? Then explain this bruise.
Okay, Celia, I see you, I hear you, but I need you to listen to me right now. Remember what I told you last time I saw you in the shop? Remember, you were laughing at it?
No.
Ugh, sweetie, Celia, you beautiful soul and face, I'm so frustrated with you, but I can't be mad at you because I just love you so goddamn much. But I need you to know, okay? I need you to know that I love you, but I told you that Randall had been arrested.
What?
I went on to catch them up and explain that as of right now, there is no more money coming in, and although the platform is growing, we had financially come to a complete halt. We were essentially bootstrapping, but worse. So all their little threats were useless. I told them I'd give them all the money they wanted because until we found another way to launder our money, there would be no more payday. As I was ranting about all this to them, I felt this sense of relief that I had someone to share this with again. We were a unit. We were on the same page. I promised them that if we sorted out our financial problems, that I would split all the money with them. Less money is better than no money. We hugged it out, and although I decided to forgive them for the threats, I surely would not forget this. I had just barely made it through that short stint alone. I wasn't sure if I could do it again. The next night, I went to the shop and grabbed all the cash I'd hidden in the bathroom and the office. It was just over $7 million cash money, baby. I split it into 7 duffel bags, put one aside for me, put one back in the ceiling in the office, and brought the rest to Celia's house. I told her to split it with Mike as she pleased. I was thinking about the bigger picture.